Magpie's headquarters, day
106.
Oh, and week 16. Just say, the weather, before you ask, is fabulous. It's freezing and it's raining. So I am a very happy bunny. Mike.
Unlike Johnny.
Well, what's the matter with Jonathan?
Read the chat.
Let me get to the chat.
He's lost a keynote file.
You can't have lost a keynote file. Hello, Jonathan. What a day. Lost a keynote file I've been working on, which I should have put on OneDrive for work. Not a happy bunny. Oh, Pete says Mrs. L isn't at home. I'm listening while doing baby bath time. Oh, Pete. Multitasking
I was going to say, blokes can multitask.
They clearly can multitask. Good evening, Pete, anyway.
Bath the kids.
Hello, Kim. Oh, Jonathan. How did you lose it? Tell us the story of how you lost it. I mean, I'm not a great fan of iCloud at any point, but it hasn't actually, touch wood, lost one yet. Must admit, though, must have had the second sight here, Jonathan. Did do a complete backup of it last week. Nightmare City. iCloud releases space, so it deletes files from your local drive and keeps them only in the cloud. If and when it feels like it. But when you do a copy, so all I was doing was copying everything from that folder, it downloads it all. So that's not particularly great, but at least I have a backup of them. You need one of my courses, Jonathan, which is called the Presentation Life Cycle. Belt and braces. And suspenders as well. The whole works. It's their wedding anniversary. Happy wedding anniversary to them when they call you. Give them our regards. Oh, risk assessment dashboard. Is that looking exciting?
Mm.
All Power BI.
Mm.
Oh, fabulous. Anyway, Jonathan, it wasn't all a complete loss today, was it? I thought a bargain had been acquired. Your risk assessment over here, pretty much avoid Leicester and Brighton and Bournemouth. I did hear something from the governor of Texas, and he said he'd let people out of lockdown too soon. Yes, that required the no Sherlock moment. But yes, he came on. Right, let's have a look here. She's not drowned yet. This is good news, Pete. You're not on PEDS this week, are you? Don't make you relive it. Oh, Jonathan. It's actually quite difficult to do that. Don't know how you've managed. CQ, Deb, CQ. You did find a bargain. See, the day improved. You've got some after hours to rewatch. Oh, which ones did you do last week? You did do last week's, because you saw us come to...
I presume he means the Camtasia ones.
A rather abrupt halt. Oh, Camtasia's fabulous. It's fabulous. Trick with it is they don't exactly make it obvious that what's absolutely brilliant about it, they don't particularly make obvious. But it's all up there, isn't it? Ah, the Camtasia ones. Yeah, I think that started just under a year ago, I think was the first time we mentioned it. Let's see if the system works, Mike, and if I can actually find out. Yeah, let's try that, putting Camtasia in. Because you know what Notion's like. Yes, I actually think that works. We started off, it was after hours 22. Make a note, Jonathan, after hours 22. And we discussed it on MacBytes 120 as well. I do recall we went through all of the extra features on MacBytes 120. That was for Camtasia 2019. Then there was Camtasia 2020, which was... I've got all the notes for it here. But not exactly for an after hours. Let's say no more about that, Jonathan. Just saying. Maintenance gives you the training as well. Whole training thing. The only problem with the training is it's very Windows focused. But all of the features are there. They put like two extra videos at the end and says, and this is the Mac stuff. And when it comes to producing it out, don't fall for the old going through their routine malarkey. Export it at full quality, either ProRes 4444 or ProRes 422, and then process it with Handbrake. The one that I did last, which was that one for the boot disc, the poster for it was Catalina. And there was like a mountain with some sea next to it. So I produced it straight out of Camtasia and I watched it and I thought, that's shocking. There was artifacts on the sea, noticeable artifacts. So I produced it out of full quality and ran it through Handbrake, no artifacts whatsoever. So it's all in the tricks of knowing how it works well. You're going to have to find lots and lots of hours to rewatch.
Should we tell them about what happened to me?
Go on.
Because I said they might have an answer.
They might.
Particularly Johnny, because he's a millennial.
Oh, yes, he's a millennial.
No, I was out with
Only
Lola.
Only by age, not in his own mind.
I was out walking Lola and I was listening on my iPhone to Spotify. And Elaine rang me and the phone didn't ring. And the first I knew of it was when we watched Bust and said missed call.
Did it say it was me that you'd missed?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I thought, that's weird because I've got you set up on a bypass.
That has a totally different meaning for Pete.
Yeah, that's true.
He means bypassing DND.
Yeah, my phone lives on DND because I'm like you, I don't do the phone.
Yeah, don't do people if they want to talk to me. There's a queue if you want to talk to me. Get to the back of it. Yeah. The magbiters are at the front of it.
Yeah, do not disturb. Anyway, my phone's on do not disturb mode, but I've got Elaine set up to bypass that. So when I got back, we tested it. And
well, you rang me back so I could tell you what I needed.
Yeah.
Which was, obviously, it's the 30th of June tomorrow. So that's the end of the quarter two, which means I'm on the death with stuff. And something needed to be in the post by 5 o'clock.
Well, it's in the post.
It's in the post now. It's not exactly signed properly, but never mind. That's a whole different story.
So we did a test back here. I stuck Spotify on my phone.
And which you, was what he was listening to while he was out.
And you rang me.
Yeah.
And it went through to voicemail.
Yep.
Didn't it?
Yep.
My voicemail on your phone.
Mm.
Anyway, then I came off Spotify and you rang me again.
Yeah.
And it rang.
So basically, if Mike is listening to Spotify when I ring him, all I get's voicemail. Yeah. And Mike... Now, I actually said to you, didn't I? That's Apple all over. They sell you a £1,100 phone... But you only actually know you've had a phone call if you buy the watch to accompany it. You wouldn't have known till you came in.
So if anyone else has come across that problem, let me know. The two suggestions I've found so far have been to reboot the phone, which I haven't tried, although I did restart it yesterday for a totally different reason. And failing that... Uninstall and reinstall the app.
Which one?
Spotify.
But there's reports, because obviously Mike starts researching, and there's reports going back to 2003, that 2013, that people have been having the same problem. Now, so few people bother to ring me. I don't think I'd notice if that happened. Plus, if I'd be a blessing in disguise. But that's a whole different business.
Unless it was me.
Unless it was you, obviously. Most of the time I have Spotify on an iPad or my Mac, so it's unlikely it would have happened to me. But, you know, we all already know about the other issue, don't we? Where if you turn the screen off, then the audio stops. Mm. Now we've got this thing, and these are long-term issues. 7 years, and it's still happening. So it's pretty random whether you would actually receive your phone call. If you've got a watch, you can glance at your watch and you would at least know that you'd missed it. That's shocking.
Mm.
Because as I said to Mike, what if it was an emergency? I mean, I guess I would have just kept ringing and ringing.
Yeah.
But in a true, true emergency, if I couldn't have got you when you were out with Lola, your only other choice would be to use Find My Friends and get in the car and go and find you,
mm.
which is ridiculous. That's why we buy a phone. So Has anybody else had that? Or would you not even know if you'd had that? Oh no, Mrs. Simon's phone stopped working properly.
I've seen that. That's
home
not good.
Button is all but dead. I had to enable the weird assisty button thing. That is not good. How old is it? Which model is it? Oh, Pete. MacBiters have some strange traits, but we love you all. I'm not as strange as if you were living here. Oh, it's great. There's nobody out today and everything. Yeah, get back in your houses. You stupid people walking around in bikinis yesterday. Just saying. I absolutely love this weather for that. People are just stood in their front room windows looking sad and I'm thinking, nah. Oh, the computer's not even got its fan on. It's brilliant weather. It's the best ever. Ancient. Oh, dear. Oh, no. I think you may have to nick Simon's. Oh, no, Kim, that's bad on all fronts, that. Visit to any local hospital, but a mammogram as well. Oh, dear. Oh, poor Kiva. Do you have cameras, security cameras? Because we're going to have exactly the same problem with Lola. And what we decided we would do is put the cameras on and just sit in the garden for a bit and see how she gets on. Kiva was crying.
I read that.
Poor Kiva. Poor baby.
Lola's not happy today. I don't know what you did in the States when you were kids. But we had wet playtime at school where you had to stay in. And that's what we've got today because it's been raining all day.
That's the clean version of wet playtime. The other version brings back yesterday and we're going to leave it alone. An iPhone 6S. What have I got here? I've got a 6 Plus.
6S, isn't that ancient?
The 6 Plus is still okay. But I will say the 7 is a bit ropey. The 7 definitely needs a new battery before we even go any further. But the button's a bit iffy on that as well. But that's a physical button. That is something that could probably be fixed, but whether it would be cost effective to do so. I think Simon needs to do the decent thing and upgrade you. I think the thing with the cameras is, Kim, what we found with them. Oh, and another trick that worked nicely with Lola. We put an Echo on and just left it on like, was it Radio 4 we put it on?
We did.
Radio BBC Radio 4 in the UK is speech. It's not music. It's plays and dramas and talk shows. So we put that on, not that loud, but loud enough that she could hear that she wasn't on her own. And she seemed to do okay with that because obviously we could monitor her with the cameras. But the other thing with the cameras is there's two-way audio on them. Well, it's two-way audio on most of them. I think the one in the kitchen's too full of gunk. I think you need to clean it like you did your AirPods. But that way, if she is really giddy and upset, then we can actually speak to her. And she does start looking around to see where we are. But eventually, if you just keep talking, then she was settling down. And it worked well because we had no idea at the beginning how she would take to that. I think I've said a couple of times, Mayer was never, ever on his own. Ever. Even when he was at the vet for that time, we were sat outside hoping that he knew we were there. So I think if we'd have got to a position where we needed to leave him on his own, that would have been a major calamity. But clearly Lola was very used to it. Never dawned on you, just leave her alone. Exactly, Lola was absolutely fine with it, but we're thinking that now, that they get so used to it. Plus the fact, I think dogs and small children can sense concern, and the way the world is at the moment, I mean, if you think you've got it bad over there, oh my, words fail you over here. I've stopped watching the news, I can't be doing with it. They pick up on it. And if you've got to go out and you're already concerned and you've got the COVID thing to go, it's not surprising she's picking up on it. Oh, poor baby. Poor, poor baby.
I saw a Kiva dog today when I was out with Lola.
And were you socially distanced?
Yeah, of course we're socially distanced. Good. Social distancing for dogs. That's what I tell her. She doesn't listen to me.
No, she doesn't get it.
But that's what I tell her.
Mm. Is it going to rain for the rest of the week?
Probably.
I'm asking because I've seen the hedges in the front garden and they clearly need doing.
Well, I've but seen the grass as well. But if it's going
to rain, we're rewilding the grass. No, if it's going to rain, then I get out of it, you see. Oh, look at that. What a pity. It's going to rain till next Tuesday. And according to the weather so far, the temperature's not going to go above 19. This is a bit weird.
What is?
Oh, that's the time. That's okay. 13 degrees. Yes. It's actually 12 here. So it's cold. Really cold. Did I mention how happy I was about that? Well, you had me moaning all last week over how hot it was, so I've got to share the love now. Now I'm pleased. Yeah, hello, Tracy. Try the video cameras. It put your mind at rest anyway. You can keep your eye on her. And try some music or something that she likes. It worked. I think, actually, she mooched out the kitchen in the end, didn't she, with like, yeah, I've had enough now.
Yeah.
Because we left the kitchen open, I think, didn't we? So she could mooch between two. So she could make a decision whether she wanted to be where there was somebody talking or whether she didn't. And she did for the first maybe 2-3 hours. And then she mooched through and settled quite quietly. And then she was fine. Oh, and squeaking chicken, obviously. Squeak the life out of that today. According to my weather app, you're having rain for the next week. I know, it's fabulous. This is what we call the Great British Summer, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Wall-to-wall rain. This is what we usually have, seriously. If it picked up, if it got warmer, it would not be in June. Now, plus the fact, I think, we could have put money on rain today, couldn't we? Because what should today have been?
Wimbledon.
And it always rains Wimbledon week. Our friends that are by request had tickets for Centre Court, and it's the first time in 6 years, because you go into a ballot for tickets. It's the first time in 6 years they'd had tickets for Centre Court, and it was going to be today. So they're gutted. But to be honest, you look at the weather and you wonder how much tennis they would have seen, don't you?
Mm.
So hopefully next year. What Wimbledon decided to do was give you the same seats for next year. So they've already booked up to know what they're doing next year. But yes, you can guarantee rain when the cricket season starts and when Wimbledon's on. So technically should rain for the next 2 weeks then, really, shouldn't it? What are BBC putting on instead of Wimbledon?
I have no idea.
And why have I got the news on? The news has appeared. I must have had something else on, and the news has since appeared. So let's get rid of that for a start. Right, so Wimbledon would normally be on all day, every day for the next 2 weeks.
BBC to show classic Wimbledon action.
The greatest matches from Wimbledon. Thing is, you already know who won.
Andy,
they are literally
Andy Murray
putting 5 hours a day of repeats on of Wimbledon. Words fail me. And yet we pay our licences. And all we get repeats. We've got repeats. Well, actually, it's not repeats of EastEnders, is it? It's some weirdness. The highlights, if that's the right word. So basically it is. It's a repeat, isn't it? It's just a different... It's an edited package of a repeat. Actually, our TV licence is due, isn't it? Wasn't it due around Mum's birthday?
Yeah, it's due at the end of August.
Oh, I thought it was... oh dear, what have I...
No, end of July, not end of August. Sure, it's end of July. It might be middle of July.
It says your air quality is excellent. Yeah, it's not bad.
One of Kim's life goals was to go to Wimbledon.
Not this year, but maybe next year. You wouldn't mind seeing the Bjorn Borg match. Yeah, he was a good player. He was a good player. Do you know, McEnroe was a good player, but because he's just done without the attitude.
Mm.
He was a very good player, though. That's a good point, actually. They kind of went off the boil. They're all much of a muchness now, these players. There have been some good matches in the last couple of years, though, particularly the ones that have gone on for ages. Wasn't the one last year that went on for about 8 hours or something? And it was amazing. Same thing here for the golf. Always rains that weekend. It's as if it knows. It really is bizarre. I mean, the weather is that bad today. I really think they wouldn't have seen much tennis. They do have a cover now, don't they?
At Wimbledon, yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't it take them like hours to close it? They have to make their mind up really early. So they may have seen a bit, but I mean, it would be much nicer to go and be able to have the strawberries and cream and the Pimm's and have a nice day. I don't mind one warm day for them next year, but that's it, just the one. I saw that, Simon. That was just ridiculous. He actually put on an entire tournament, didn't he? I mean, I'm not anti-scientific medicine, but I have had good experiences with what would be called alternative medicine. But I'm also helping it along some way by not leaving the house. I wouldn't be wandering around at a tournament thinking, I'm immune. What an idiot. Oh, you hated McEnroe. At the time he was playing, I thought he was an absolute idiot. But he does a lot of commentary over here. And he's actually, you wonder, is it the same guy? He's much more laid back now.
He's grown up, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what they call alternative medicine that have been proven to work? Go on, Pete. Go on, surprise me. Medicine. Well, the thing is, you know, I've got these friends and they are completely anti-anything alternative. They think you are completely cuckoo, which is fine. They're entitled to their opinion. But I know what has worked. And I would also say, you know, some things haven't worked. But the majority of them have. And they're banging on and banging on about, oh, you can't be having this, you can't be having that. And they're totally pro-science. They think that science is the be-all and end-all. Now, as somebody who has worked on cases like Oprin and Myadil, you think, yeah, for some people, but some people are actually made worse by it. And if you said to them, you know, where did penicillin come from? They've not got a clue. They think it came from, like, the doctor gods in the sky. Not that it was actually grown from mould. That was probably alternative at its time. And a lot of medicine, well, medicines has to be based on something, doesn't it? So I'm sure there's medicines with things in it that they would consider to be very unscientific. But, you know, if they want to not take it, that's fine. Selling a COVID vaccine, he's in jail now. Well, we had this guy that Pete assures me has never actually practiced medicine, called Dr. Michael Mosley. And he's had a lot, I think he's about 5-6 years, he's been banging on about reversing diabetes, which I believe is possible. And he's written, he's written more than one book about it. He also kind of experiments on himself. So he'll put weight on and overdo the sugar, and then he'll take it off again, and he'll be checking blood sugars and all as he goes. So all very scientific, if you're with me. But he was all over the front of one of our daily rags. I'm not going to say newspapers, daily rags, with the anti-COVID diet. Eat for health, eat to avoid COVID. Just sat there looking, thinking, really? That's awful for the medical professionals and the frontline staff who are putting their lives on the line. And he's all over the paper. And that apparently the answer to it all is, you know, eat a carrot. That didn't make sense to start with. Pete assures me it's complete rubbish. I'm not surprised. That shouldn't be allowed. It really shouldn't. Because the next step from that is bound to be somebody on the front line who gets it. Somebody else will then say, well, it's your own fault because you didn't eat what Michael Mosley told you to eat. And then it becomes, you know, that you're on the front line, you're doing your duty, but all of a sudden it's your own fault. Seriously. Man's an idiot. Not pleased. Alternative medicine has side effects. It does. You could be worse off with that. Depends. Some of them can be incredibly dangerous. The concoction I gave Maya had belladonna in it. Now, obviously, in very tiny, tiny doses, which was why I took it first, but it still had belladonna in it, and that's a poison. So you do have to be incredibly careful with it. I think some people just think you go to Boots, you buy a bottle of homeopathic, you take it, and you find, oh, I can imagine some idiot taking the lot, necking it in one go. That's not how you do it. I've had very, very good results with it. But that's just me. Maybe it works for me. Maybe it doesn't work for them. I don't know. And if I'm really, really, really ill, then I do contemplate seeing a doctor. But I have to be really, really, really ill. And if everybody else was really, really, really ill, when they went to see doctors, there wouldn't be a waiting list. It would all just work nicely. Only the ones that are ill get to see the doctors. Ah, we're back to if I ran the country. Some people consider the acupuncture alternative medicine and it's all hype. My vet uses it on dogs and it works and the dogs have no psychological hang-ups. That's the thing. This homeopathic stroke alternative concoction that I put it together because it was kennel cough and it was fatal. You couldn't take your dog. If you thought your dog had kennel cough, you can't take your dog to a vet. You'd have to leave the dog in the car, etc. And if the vet wants to see him, they'd have to come out to it because it's so contagious. So obviously the first thing I did, go online, kennel cough, alternative, homeopathic, etc. Homeopathic or herb, whatever, I'll just read it. And if I think, I wouldn't follow it blindly. If I think it would be okay, then I'll have a think about it. And that was what I did. And I got the three parts. It was three distinct homeopathic stroke herbal things you were supposed to mix together in this concoction, which I did. But then I took it first. But I always think, you know, maybe there's a kind of auto-suggestion. You want it to work and therefore you feel better. But Mayer didn't know what he was taking. So I just gave it to him and... No, here's the thing. And said a prayer. Was it the prayer? Or was it the herbal medication? My money was on the herbal medication. It cleared up that fast. It was unbelievable. So I tend to believe that because Mayer didn't know what he was taking. In fact, the stuff is so tiny that you actually put it in like a piece of cheese. He thinks he's eating cheese. He's not even aware of the fact it's medication. But it worked. It worked. So reversing type 2 diabetes is possible. It's about the ratio of insulin released to insulin receptors. More fat, more receptors, worse sugar control. Losing weight means insulin more effective. There have been reports, I think it was from him, but also from somebody else, that this reversing of it means that they can actually take either go off medication completely or reduce it to very, very little. So I do believe he's right with that. I don't think he does his reputation any favours when you're on the front of the paper basically saying that, you know, a carrot and a cucumber can cure COVID. Because then I would have looked at that and I would have thought, oh, he's the guy that was going on about diabetes, so that was probably rubbish as well. It tars the good stuff that you do with just plain hooey. But let's see how that goes. Ah, wouldn't it be prophetic if he ended up with it? Clearly his own diet didn't work. There are some things that diet can change and some it can't. And I think you can't say that. Even if it were true, you can't say it yet. Because you've not had long enough to prove it. It's like we were talking about the vaccine. And would you take it? Do you think it's been tested long enough? The same stands for him and his cucumbers and cauliflowers. Idiot. Jonathan's back. Have you been scratching your ear with your foot after the doggy homeopathy? Pete, if I could do that, I'd be considering myself double jointed. It was standard homeopathy stuff that my mum was a great believer. Oh, she researched to the nth degree on it. She's got more books here than you would have read in medical school, Pete, but all about homeopathy and herbal stuff. And some of it she thought might work and some of it she... So she must have spent about 8 years on that. So I pretty much knew... There's bryonia and aconite. There's arnica for bruises. But this was, I think it was bryonia, aconite and belladonna. And like I said, I know for a fact belladonna's a poison. So that one had to be... We'll halve it and then halve it again. But so I knew before I bought them... I knew of them. I knew what each one was supposed to do, but it was getting the mixture right for kennel cough. And that wasn't actually something I'd ever had before. But it worked. It did. It worked. And no ill effects to report on me either. I did give it. I thought, well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the first 3 hours. didn't get a cold, wet nose either. Because it was human homeopathy in doggy doses. Inside cheese. I'm conflating homeopathy and herbalism. Well, yes and no. She had books on both and she researched both. And we would mix and match with whatever we thought might work. Can I just say, haven't needed to see a doctor since 1992. So, I mean, my aunt used to go every 6 weeks. She would get a cold every 6 weeks. She would toddle off to the doctor and she would demand antibiotics, which is the wrong treatment for a cold. But she would demand it. And then doctors are saying, which was all over the paper a while back, that too many people have been given antibiotics. Good night, Pete.
See you, Pete.
And they had these photos, they had videos of like tables full of it. And I'm not surprised. And they weren't taking it and it all had to be thrown away. And it, you know, it must cost millions, absolute millions. But my point on that was, well, the GPs are, you know, you can't get antibiotics in this country. You can't decide you want some and go and buy some over the counter. There are ways to get it, but that's from outside the country. But you would need a prescription. So somewhere a doctor's prescribing it, even though it's inappropriate for what's wrong with you. How weird. But they do. Apparently people demand it. I'm with you, Kim. Unless I absolutely need it. The only time I've taken antibiotics and didn't actually need it, didn't have an underlying need before I took them, was when I had my teeth done. And at the point they put the implants in, they gave me, and it wasn't a full course of antibiotics. It was about 6 tablets. You took, I think it was 2 before, 2 straight after and 2 the next day. And it was literally just over that 24-hour period. And I thought it was very strange, but it was basically prevention. So I did, I took them. But we had to have some weird and wonderful ones. I can't remember what they were called. But I had to explain I was allergic to penicillin. So they said they'd need the alternative, but there basically wasn't an alternative that would have been as good. So he had to get this ultra high strength thing. Oh, what was it called? Wasn't the usual, because my usual alternative is Ceptrin or erythromycin. And it wasn't either of those. And it wasn't one I'd heard of before. But he started on me. You mustn't under any circumstances drink with this. I thought, I've just had implants placed. Do you think I feel like a drink? And I don't drink anyway. Never drunk. So I said, I'm teetotal. And he went on and on. And you mustn't drink. I said, Craig, I am teetotal. I don't drink anyway. And he was saying it made you absolutely sick to your stomach. And that he'd had somebody come in and they'd been on it for some particular reason. And about 4 or 5 days into the treatment, that's the one. That's the one. Spot on, Kim. That's the one. I remember it now. It had a strange name. Somebody had been on it for about 4 or 5 days and forgot and then took a drink and then rang him and told him he was evil because he was that bad. How can you forget? You know, you've got one job. Good evening, Anthony. You've got one job. Don't drink. It's not difficult. But he did. Mind you, there was another one where he'd put, he calls them temporaries. I don't know what the proper word is, Kim. Doubtless there is a proper word for this. But a temporary back in my day looked hideous. But Craig's temporaries look fabulous. They look like normal teeth. But they don't take kindly to turmeric or Indian food. And they discolour. And depending on what it is you've eaten, they could end up bright pink. So he always says to you, you know, when you've got your temporaries in, which could be anything up to sort of 3 to 4 weeks, but usually a week to two. And he always says to you, be careful what you eat. Don't eat turmeric. Don't eat this. Don't eat that. I'm like, yep. Don't eat Indian. I'm fine. Heads off. So I was actually fine. But this guy said he loved his Indian. And after he'd had him in about 2 weeks, he forgot. He went out and he had this Indian and his teeth turned orange. It was only the temporary ones. But he then had to go in. I mean, they talk about waste of time. I hope they build him. He had to go back in. And apparently they can be like, you can clean that off, basically, was the thing. But he was like, what did you eat? Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. There was one guy who had the Indian. No, the one turned orange, which was the Indian, and the other one, he hadn't actually told him, this was a different person, he hadn't actually told him not to eat what he ate. But logic would have told you that. He'd only eaten an entire jar of beetroot. Now, I've seen what beetroot does to my mum's carpet when my dad would pour it liberally over it. Don't eat beetroot, ever. They discolour because of what they're made from. They look so much better because the temps are made of the lab and not chairside. Oh, Craig does his own chairside. I don't know what he uses, but it's like he takes an impression, which I'm not, I hate that. I really do hate that. I've got this feeling that my teeth are going to come out. Don't like that much. He takes an impression and then he does some magic and then he puts some temporary teeth in. And I came out with them and thought, can I keep these? Because they look great. They really were great. They don't work well with beetroot. But, you know, you'd think to tell somebody not to eat, don't use beetroot to dye cloth. I think they do. But in this country, it's sold as like, you might have a pickled onion. Let's see if we can get some in Tesco. Show you. Tesco beetroot. You would take one look at it and you would think, no, I wouldn't eat that now.
I never ate it.
My dad absolutely adored it. That was the problem.
Never liked beetroot.
Well, you'll get an idea of the colour from this. Click on the picture for a bigger link. Oh, I see we've got another hideous link. Let's shorten that before we go. Kim's allergic to beets. That's probably a good thing. If you click on that link and then click on the actual picture, you'll see that it is like a beetroot, but look at the colour of the dye. And the actual beetroot is that colour. So it's a deep, deep burgundy. But people seem to be addicted to that in this country, don't they? Don't know why, but I would not put anything that colour near my mouth. What was the coloured thing we were having somewhere and I said I'm not eating it?
Sweet and sour sauce?
No. No, because you told me that would be fine. No, it was something at a Catanian do we went to.
Purple carrot.
Oh, it was a purple carrot, wasn't it? We went to the Catanian.
It's a bit like beetroot in colour.
It looked exactly like that. They served this meal. It was the worst meal to look at I think I'd ever seen. There was a steak on it, but they didn't give you a steak knife. So everyone was trying to cut this steak and the table was rocking from side to side. So it was supposed to be served with carrots. So, you know, innocently, I said, where's the carrots? And I moved something else on the top of it and the carrots were purple carrots, but they were burnt to a cinder. And I said, looked at Mike and I said, I'm not eating that. I saw what the beetroot did. Does it make you look like you've put a segment of orange? It does. Simon, it's day glow. Turmeric is the problem. I don't know what it is about turmeric, but I know it's in Indian food. And this guy's teeth were day glow orange. If you remember that Friends episode with Ross, where they were that bright, you'd see them in the dark. Like that, but orange. And the other one was pink. Purple carrots taste just the same as orange. They do, but my problem with them was, there was something else on the plate. Well, something else on the plate, Mike, that was white. Was it a potato? Was it mashed potato?
Probably.
Basically, you looked at this plate, and while it might taste the same, the colour, it had... They cooked the carrot. They laid the carrot across the mashed potato, and when you moved the carrot, the mashed potato was purple. And I mean, towards the black end of purple. So the dye was clearly coming. Now, if you'd done that with an orange carrot, I've never seen dye run out of a carrot. But this purple carrot, the dye had run into the potato. So I took one look and I said to Mike, I'm not eating that. So
just Google.
Oh, weird, I've just Googled them. You just don't eat them. Don't eat them. Well, not only, I mean, it didn't look great to start with. And when you see the dye running into some of the food, even less so. But they were burnt to a crisp, weren't they? That was a terrible meal. Mm. We must have paid about nearly £40 for that. We were robbed. Yeah. It was absolutely vile. Luckily, that night I'd taken my own fruit. That was the one where they can't do a fresh fruit salad either. But that was good news because it meant at least I had something to eat. What was the starter that night? Was it soup? I remember taking pictures of it all. It was that bad.
No idea.
Really was terrible. I think that's one of the very few episodes, Kim, that I did actually see. And the laugh of it is, you know, there's a big Friends revival on at the moment over here. Isn't it some anniversary and they're going to do a special show? But I think I'd only seen that bit. But the thing is, isn't it funny? It's dated now because people do look like that. They're quite happy looking like that. But I remember at the time thinking, like, is this a thing? You know, is that actually true? And clearly it is. It's the black light, wasn't it? That was a good episode. I've not seen too many episodes of Friends, but that one was worth seeing.
Go on, do tell, Simon.
Go on, what was it?
Something from Aldi.
I'm thinking about Hotel Football with that dessert, but I think they did actually manage to find that. We've been to a hotel here and asked for ice cream and they didn't have any, so they went out to get some. But I can't honestly say we've ever had anything recognisably from a supermarket. But we're waiting with bated breath to find out what you did. I'm trying to think, how would you know? If it was a steak, you wouldn't particularly know.
Well, Sunday afternoon, and the kitchen said they ran out of fruit.
Good point, yeah. Because you'd recognise it, wouldn't you? Oh, wow. That's appalling. £12. You could have probably bought about 15 of them for that price. No, we have had ice cream, but we don't. I couldn't have told you where it was from. But Mike gets very sniffy when he asks for plain vanilla ice cream and they say not got any. What kind of chef does not keep that in for circumstances where someone can't eat anything else? Because that's pretty neutral. I asked for plain vanilla ice cream one year and it came out and it was a lime colour with black dots in it. And I said to Mike, what's this green thing with the rabbit droppings in it? So Mike looked at it and got a spoon and took a mouthful and said, it's mint. I said, I don't eat mint.
I sent it back.
It got sent back and it finally returned with vanilla plain, which was just what I wanted. If I want something with it, like a sauce or maybe a biscuit or something, I'd take my own. I really don't bother the chef. I'm a joy to have as a guest, I think, because I just take my own. But if I ask for plain vanilla, I don't want mint with rabbit droppings in it. It's a personal preference. Oh, is it called mint chip? Oh, that's nice to know. But you see, I wouldn't know that because I never eat it. I don't eat anything like that. Just plain vanilla ice cream. How difficult could it be?
Remember all my BI spreadsheets use ice cream sales as an example.
True. Have you got mint chip in there?
I have.
Ah.
Well, I've got mint. It's not mint chip. I shall now go and update about 10,000 spreadsheets.
Thing is, you know the one that my mum always thought when I was really tiny and she'd get me an ice cream. She'd always buy me, well, until I said, like, no, mum, because she thought I would like it, Neapolitan, which is three colours.
Yeah.
It's vanilla, strawberry and chocolate. The vanilla's fine. The strawberry's bearable, depending, give or take. I could eat it a push. But chocolate ice cream, never. Not even as a child would I. What I had as a child, which was the nearest I could get to plain vanilla, you know, Simon will remember these, and Mrs. Simon, I'm sure. Screwball.
I remember Screwball.
Screwball. I didn't eat the thing at the bottom.
With a piece of bubbly gum at the bottom.
At the bottom, there was like... It probably wasn't the size of a ping pong ball, was it? But you thought it was as a kid. There was like a ball and it was chewing gum. And I didn't eat the chewing gum, but I always had a Screwball. Then I moved on to a strawberry Mivvy. Who remembers a strawberry Mivvy?
Strawberry Mivvy.
Ooh, they were gorgeous because they were so strong, the strawberry. Cocoa Pops are an abomination. I know, totally agree with that.
Friend of mine that I used to work with, who now lives up in Edinburgh, you know who I mean.
I know who you mean.
Regularly goes off on one on Facebook about Cocoa Pops and kid, basically chocolate cereals because they're totally unhealthy. It's like, WTF, you know what she's like.
I do. Oh, look, I've got a picture of one. An old screwball. There's an old screwball. Right. I'm going to get this up on Droppler. It was ice cream, plain ice cream. But at the bottom of it, it was in a plastic cup. And at the bottom of it, where am I heading with this? At the bottom of it, there was like, and it was always a different colour. So it could be red or green or blue. And it was bubblegum. I didn't eat the bubblegum. There you go. Oh, screwballs. Happy, happy, happy days. See, that's how I... Now, that's what I call a screwball, Mike.
I'm a sucker, Mrs. T. I'm a sucker for anything with limited edition on it. Do you remember Toffee
White
Crisp?
Cocoa Pops. That's weird. I remember you and your Toffee Crisps.
Yeah, if anyone remembers Toffee Crisp, I mean, they're still around. They had coconut Toffee Crisp and it was limited edition. And I literally bought the shop out. Went in with an empty carrier bag and came out with a full one and a very light wallet.
Okay, it was a limited edition, that one, wasn't it?
Came chewing gum in the ice cream.
It was at the bottom. It wasn't actually you weaving its way through it. Don't they still do that?
Oh, Mrs. T missed that one.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't make a big deal of it. They do that quite a bit. And I don't understand. There's the packet off it, Mike. There you go. Toffee Crisp Coconut.
That's the one.
That's the one. It was in a blue wrapper. Mind you, do you know what I used to eat as a child? Texan bars. And they took them off the market, the swines. Let's have a look at those. They should bring those back.
Oh, Kim loves coconut. Me too.
I'm not overly
fond. Do you have bounty bars over there, Kim? Or are they UK only?
Oh, my Texan bars.
Bounty bars.
There's a possibility here.
No, Bounty is no longer distributed in the US.
Isn't it?
But there are similar products. I'm going to post this in so that Kim knows what to get. Although Kim probably knows about them. Mounds and Almond Joy. It's basically a chocolate bar covered in... It's a block of coconut covered in chocolate. Spira. I remember Spira.
Oh, I remember the name. Was that just chocolate? Or am I thinking of a spa? Was it in a blue packet? And there were two sticks of it. Let me have a look. Oh, no. Hang on. Do you know the chocolate looks familiar and the packet doesn't?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. No, it could have been that one. Could have been that blue one. Two twists of Dairy Milk chocolate. Was that the one? I somehow in my mind I've got that as a blue wrapper, but there's two wrappers here and it says pack one, pack two. And did you know? Oh, good grief! Is this still live? Oh, I think this could be Mrs. Simon. Let's have a look. Was that this year? There is actually, here is a, it says a page group dedicated to bringing back the Cadbury Spira chocolate bar. And it's on Twitter. They've got a campaign. You need to join. Swirly purple red packet. Yeah, looking at this, that's exactly what it looks like. But I'm looking at it and I remember the bottom one. I wonder if they did like one in the north and one in the south or something.
We have bounty towels as well in this country.
There you go. There's the picture. I remember the bottom one. I have no recollection of the top one at all. I thought Spira was just like a twirly chocolate, which I think it is. Because there's also a Facebook group to bring it back. and they've got a picture and you can actually see the chocolate bar. So a bit like, what was it? Bullseye. Here's a picture of what you could have won. This has got a picture of the chocolate on it. Yeah, I remember that it had like a wheel pattern. Isn't that weird? You remember the top one, I remember the bottom. Does look a little bit like a Twix, but there's actually nothing in it. It's just chocolate. And it wasn't solid chocolate. That last picture, if you look down in the bottom right-hand corner of it, you can see it's actually got like holes running through it. Isn't it weird, the things they do with chocolate, and sometimes it always tastes different. We talked a while back about a white chocolate bar. Let's see if I can find it here. I think it was called... Was it called Dream? Because they brought it back. Cadbury's Dream Smooth. And I think they brought it back to B&M. I think it's an exclusive to B&M. Which somebody's... typical true fashion. There you go. Sorry, the links to the Sun. But that's the story. So if there's enough of a campaign, you get to bring it back.
Just in case Paul and Kim feel they're missing out, I've posted a link to top 15 favourite American chocolate bars.
Ooh.
And number two is one that I like.
I've got the link. We'll have a look.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They sell those here.
I think they're from America.
I
reckon so, though, to be honest. Let's have a look. Let's have a look what I've heard of. That 100 grand bar looks like the coconut toffee crisp.
Yeah.
That one's not unlike a toffee crisp, that number 15.
Number three, we have something similar here.
Is that Fifth Avenue chocolate bar like a crunchy?
What number is it?
14. That Almond Joy does look like a bounty with a nut in it.
Yeah, and so does number 12, the Mounds bar.
Oh, no, that's definitely...
That's a bounty.
That's a dark bounty.
Yeah.
It is, because it comes in two halves.
Yeah.
Your Mounds bar is a bounty. This is like... We need a translator. And yet they're the same stuff, aren't they? There's a Butterfinger there. Now, that also looks like a crunchy. Depending on what's in it. It looks like a crunchy, but flatter. Oh, this is fascinating. I'm loving this. Charleston Chew bars. Nope.
American chocolate bars are famous across the world with a huge pop culture following. We stock all your favourite American chocolate varieties, including Hershey's, Reese's, Baby Ruth, Butterfinger. Blah, blah, blah. AmericanSweets.co.uk.
Oh, Mike. Mm. Look at number 8, Mike.
What is it?
I've moved, tell me what number eight is.
I don't know. I've moved away from that site now.
We'll have to go back.
Where?
There. What's number 8?
A Heath bar.
It's a dime bar.
Is it?
Look at it.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely looks like a dime bar. Oh, Milky Way. Wow, that's different. That's not Milky Way. Look at number 6. Oh, that's a Mars bar. That's bizarre. Your Milky Way is what we would call a Mars bar. Our Milky Way would be similar to that, but with no toffee in it. And the bit at the bottom, the kind of nougat nuggety bit at the bottom, would be very light. And it wouldn't be a kind of oatmeal colour. It would be almost white. And Milky bars are what I think the ads were. You can have one and still eat your dinner, basically, wasn't it? But that Milky Way is a Mars bar. No, not got one of those, nor a Chunky bar.
How did we get onto this topic?
I've no idea, but I'm enjoying myself, so leave it be.
Me too.
Oh, Payday, we used to have one like that. Was it called a picnic? Number 3.
Oh, we were talking about desserts from Tesco, weren't we? No, that's not a picnic.
It's a naked picnic.
It's a naked picnic.
Number 3 is a naked picnic. We used to have a sweet bar like that. I think it had... I never ate it. Didn't like nuts. But did it have sultanas and raisins in it, Mike? Because my mum used to eat it. It was one of her favourites.
Yeah.
But it definitely had nuts in it, but I think it had... So it was like that, but it had some raisins in it and it was covered in chocolate.
Kim's a Snicker lover. Marathon.
No, there's still Snickers over here.
Yeah, but they used to be Marathon, didn't they?
They used to be Marathon bars. Yeah. We do have Reese's Pieces, don't we? I think we have some Hershey's now, but that's relatively new.
We do.
What is so bizarre?
Not that I've been shopping for 3 months.
No.
Not physically.
What's so bizarre is how different they are. I mean, look at that Zagnut. We've got nothing equivalent to that at all. No, Simon fancies a Mars bar. Simon, console yourself. They're not like they used to be. Everything Mike looks at, he says, this has shrunk. That's a Mars bar, isn't it? That's definitely a Mars bar. And a baby Mars bar at that. Do you remember when they brought out the giant Mars bars? I mean, literally, it was probably about 6 inches, 6-7 inches. And you look at a Mars bar now and they're like 3 inches. Not the same thing. You can have Fife and Skip in it. That works too. So Kim likes Payday. That, if that had chocolate on it and some fruit in it, it would be a picnic bar. I don't know if you can still get picnic bars in the UK. Picnic bars. They were one of her favourite. Yes, you can still get them. In a box of 48 from Amazon. You can just about see from that picture. Because you can see it's got the nuts in it and you can see it's got the raisins in it as well. That would be our picnic bar. Oh, this is great. Cross-cultural learning, this is.
Yeah. Peanut butter and spreads.
Yeah, I never ate those. I don't eat stuff with nuts.
I'm having a ball on this site.
Which is this one?
AmericanSweets.co.uk.
I predict Mike will be visiting the States to collect some of this stuff.
You don't have to visit the States.
You can buy it from that
site,
can you?
This is a .co.uk site.
Oh, I'll throw one in here. Let's see if Mrs. Simon and Simon...
And they do gluten-free.
Oh, good. Let's see if Simon and Mrs. Simon like this one. Whisper bars. A yes or a no to a whisper bar. They're still available as well. A whisper bar was Cadbury's answer to an Aero bar. It's just chocolate, but inside it, there's also chocolate, and it's got very fine bubbles in it. So they're calling it an aerated chocolate bar. So to a whisper. Better or worse, Simon, than an Aero bar, though? I think whispers are probably better than an Aero bar. What happened with Aero bars was they were exactly the same. But what they started to do was make the bubbles bigger and bigger so there was less chocolate. Okay, but you prefer others. Mars bar's your favourite, is it? Whispers only a 5. What about crunchies? Crunchies was one of my favourites when I was a child. But I must admit, I liked white chocolate. Way more than other chocolate. But if it's chocolate, it's got to be Galaxy. Just saying. There's another one you eat, Mike, that I don't. Even in my heyday. A double decker.
Yeah, I love double deckers.
What's in a Lion bar? Because I've never had one. Clearly missing out here. Looks like wafer.
I think it's wafer and...
Is that still going?
Lion bar, yeah.
40 Lion bars for £18 you can get. And Kit Kats, that's another one.
Chewy caramel, crispy wafer and crunchy cereals.
Oh, Anthony, you're so spot on. There was Whisper Gold. I'd forgotten that.
I was just going to say that.
See, yeah. I back in my day, I liked caramels and toffees. So if I was going to have one, I would have gone for that one. I'd totally forgotten those.
Our Costa at work, not that I've been there for about 4 months, sells Whisper Golds.
What, they're still available?
Yeah.
I'm about to check out Alan's Jelly Babies. Wondering if they're different in some kind of way to a standard Jelly Baby. I need to see these. Never seen the pack of that. Never seen the pack. Let's have a look. Oh! I used to love those, only they were never called Alan's.
And they sell them at Amazon.
What were they called? Wasn't Jelly Babies either. I think it was something to do with the copyright on Jelly Babies, but those, as opposed to I don't even know who make Jelly Babies, the official ones, Hang on, is it that one? But those, what you're calling Alan's, dusted jelly babies, our originals used to look like.
So what's a Three Musketeer bar?
Things I've not seen yet that I need to see. Right, let's go back a bit and get that picky. If you were to say jelly babies in this country, this is what they would look like.
Yes, it's...
They're like dusted. Is it Maynard's that do jelly babies? That's not Lola.
No.
But those Alan ones, we have them called something else, but they're gorgeous because they're so much more fruity. Normal jelly babies are just like sickly sweet with the kind of icing sugar on the outside. But those Alan ones are to die for. Do you know when I used to eat those, Mike?
Mm.
When I was at that place in Altrincham. And the newspaper shop?
Yeah.
With the dog outside. Little dog sits outside. Not an Alsatian, Labrador. Sits outside the place, enticing Mew in. Oh, I've got to go in. There's the dog. Used to go into their lunch break and get about 4 ounces and take them back. Trouble was, every day. Now I know they're called Alan's. They were gorgeous. Bassett's, that's the one. Yep, Bassett's jelly babies. But they're too jelly-ish. They're not fruity enough. You know, they're not fruity enough. It's a bit like the difference between cheap jelly beans and what's the other ones? Are they jelly bellies? The ones that are really, really fruity. Mum used to always like cherry ones. Oh, they were fabulous. So fruity, I love them. This has been great. I'm loving these. So Dev used to get them in Australia. They do them here, but I think they're unbranded. Just like a generic thing. But they're so fruity. Oh, now I want some of those. And it does actually say it's priced in Australian dollars. Maybe they came from Australia. So now Simon wants, what do we all fancy right now? Fruit pastels. I must admit, do you know, Anthony, they have done the best thing ever with fruit pastels. You can now buy a packet of just the red and black ones. Because whoever ate the yellow anyway... That is genius. I think they're called, could just be called strawberry and raspberry, but they're still fruit pastels. Where did I see those? Because I said to Mike, that's genius. Raspberry. Oh, good grief. I've got ice cream there. That's not what I'm looking for at all. Fruit pastels. Maybe raspberry and... I wonder if they were blackberry. They were red and black anyway. Oh, this is how you can make your own. Oh, we're missing a trick here, Mike. We need to be making some Magpies ones. Fruit pastels. Let's try red and black. Maybe they were just called red and black. There they are. Yep, this you can get right now. And it's only, it just has, they're standard, completely standard, but they only have two colours in them. And it's strawberry and blackcurrant. No wonder I couldn't find it. Strawberry and blackcurrant from Roundtree's. Got to laugh, haven't you? Love to share. I mean, really, they've been shrinking for days on end. How many of each colour do you get in a pack? The most common colour in a packet of fruit pastels is... Everybody take a guess. Your options are strawberry,
green.
Blackcurrant, yellow, orange or green.
Green.
You do seem to get more green, don't you? I've noticed that. My mum used to love the green one, so she was fine. I preferred the red and the black. Orange, not too bad. But to be honest, for me, the green and the yellow, no. And you do. The most common colour is green. And the most found in a single pack is reported to be 8. And that is out of 14. So there's 14 fruit pastels in a packet. God, this is getting scientific. And the average is 4, but the most found in a pack was 8. That's criminal. 8 out of 14 is criminal. They're kind of crunchy on the outside, Kim.
Well, they're covered in sugar.
They're covered in sugar, but on the inside, they're relatively soft.
There you go, Kim. There's a link.
We should team up, Mrs. Simon says. I like the yellow and orange best. They should do packets of just individual colours. That would give them brilliant research to know what people like and what they don't. They could still do the mixture ones. Did there used to be another colour? Have you noticed there's never a blue one? In fact, a few years ago, they did release special Smartie packs with blue Smarties in. Apparently, people don't like eating things that are blue. I mean, I feel the same way about salad that's green, but each to their own, I guess. Makes sense to put the red and the black ones together, but yeah, they should do the others as well. I'm going to mention something. You're all going to scream back at me. Opal fruits.
Made to make your mouth water.
And they are not... Starburst.
Starburst.
No, they are opal fruits. They should not mess with the names of things. Definitely not. Oh, that first bite was the best when the sugar was still dry. Kim's now craving peanut M&Ms. See, I don't eat anything peanutty. You couldn't eat a blue pasty. There are certain things that would be blue that no. But people do eat blue cheese. But generally speaking, you don't get much in the way of blue. The food. That's got to be a learnt behaviour, though, because there isn't food that's blue. If there were, and you know, you're a child, you'd just be eating it, wouldn't you? Oh, we've got scientific. Oh, if I could have something now. I couldn't choose. I couldn't choose. You were trying to remember what opal fruits were called. They were lovely. I think they're now called Starburst. I wonder if they've got these in the States. Let's see if we can find them. Starburst. They're a kind of chewy, fruity. Hence them being called opal fruits. Yeah, they're now called original. Have you noticed? They'll make the packet smaller and then give you like a family pack. And the family pack has probably only got two more sweets in than an old packet used to have. That's what they look like. They are square. Each one's individually wrapped. And they're really fruity. But they used to be called opal fruits. And obviously as a child, that's what you remember. So it's stupid to change the name to things like Starburst. It means nothing. And like you say, you're trying to think of what it used to be called. Or what it's called now. Like a marathon's still a marathon, only it's not. It's a Snickers. Which is a stupid name on every level. Right, let's have a look. I'll have a look and see if that link works. I'll have to go to a different browser because I only let Facebook play in Firefox. Otherwise, I get tracked. Oh, no, hang on. It's letting me leave. is this the writing of a song? Crying out loud. That looks like Jimmy Cranky. Same link without the Facebook, though. Okay, let me have a look. Let's take that off the top.
We moved away from chocolate bars now.
We went to TV shows.
Yeah.
You were quite happy on sweets, weren't you, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, what a trip down memory lane. How fabulous. Opal fruits have to be kept cool. They kept disgusting. You're right. They kind of sweat, don't they? Yeah. Let's not look at that. Right, I've got that second link. Excellent. Excellent. I will have a look at that. Oh, my word. Well, we've not had much in the way of dinner. You're a scientist. Right, I'll have a look at it. Have a look at it. We've not had that much to eat, have we?
We have.
So we could indulge ourselves, you know, like if you could just pop round the corner. But we can't. So we might have to make do with what's in. We have got some ice cream, though.
We have got some.
And I'm thinking the weather is just perfect for ice cream. This is just how I like the weather. Oh, that's fabulous. Anything happening in the Mac world, or are we not interested anymore? I'm still waiting for that iMac announcement. I'm wondering if it could be tomorrow. I think there's going to be an iMac released in the next 3 weeks. So I'm keeping a close and weathered eye on it as to whether there's been any announcements, but nothing yet. It does say an iMac refresh coming in 2020. And I don't see them leaving it, but we'll see how it goes. Mind you, there were all those rumours that were kicking about. Remember, Apple glasses and all kinds of things. Amazing. Not quite. None of them happened. Did I see the TikTok thing about Apple Store's iPhone clipboards? No, I didn't. No, I've missed something. What's that about? Let me have a look. TikTok. Apple. What else we got on there? iPhone clipboards. Clipboards. Right, let's have a look. TikTok didn't store iPhone clipboard data. Is that the one? They probably did. They've come out and denied something. Crying out loud. That's awful. That is terrible. This was why Apple didn't want to put clipboard on the thing. You know, with it persisting across apps. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Well, there's one to avoid. I don't do TikTok. But according to this, there was 53 other apps. I'm bound to have one of the other 53. Seriously, I will have one of the other 53. I shall have to read that and work out which I've got. Are you in the market for buying, Paul? You said autumn, didn't you? So would you just be kind of window shopping at this stage and thinking, well, when I buy, I might buy that one. Mike and I have had to have that conversation, given the state of the kit and the fact it's out of AppleCare. And we're in a bit of a strange position because obviously Mike needs access to Windows all the time. And that would probably run better on an Intel Mac for the next year or so at least. So I guess we might be in the market for one, but obviously now is not the time to buy. I am firmly convinced there will be a new one sooner rather than later. It's just a matter of keeping my nerve. Ooh, closing date. That's fantastic. That's just about right, isn't it, Paul? Wouldn't that give you time to settle in and then enjoy Thanksgiving and treat yourself on Black Friday? I think that's the perfect time. And you know, it'll be here before you know it. Seems like it's going to be ages away. But as I keep saying in my head, it's still February. I'm just about coming round to the fact it's the end of quarter two. That's because everything's on my list to finish for tomorrow. All of my end of month tasks are there for tomorrow. Not good. Oh, the framing's complete. Can't wait to see it. I haven't managed to get into Slack today because I'd lost this form. This is typical. Don't send me a paper form. It won't end well. It'll get filed away with the credit card statements and the bank statements. So they had the idiocy to send me a paper form. So I got this paper form and I looked at it and I said to Mike, it doesn't need dealing with till the 30th. And I put it in the drawer. I knew exactly where it was. Came to get it out today because, hey, they need it back tomorrow. Could I find this paper form? And I thought, did you scan it? Because at a pinch, you could print it. No, I didn't scan it. I've had every drawer out. Eventually found it, thinking, what on earth possessed me to put it there? And I'd put it underneath. I've got an IKEA Helmer drawer unit underneath at my second desk. And I'd managed to squeeze it and quite a bit of associated detritus between the top of the drawer unit and the desk. And there I found it. Now, of course, the office looks like a bomb has hit it because I had to take everything out to find the thing that needed to be filled in with a pen, you know, like it was 1972, and posted back. Had to have the office upside down looking for, yes, you guessed it, a stamp. Luckily, we had a stamp in and Mike posted it. But I was disgusted. You know, come on, get into the 21st century, email much. No, it was paper and I had to send it back. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Updating Slack tonight. Excellent. Oh, that's even worse, Anthony. A paper survey with a request to fax it back. That is bad. Oh my. Right, I'm going to get that link as well, the one about the iPhone and iPad snooping on the pasteboard. That is not good. That is not good at all. When you think about it, that's how 1Password works. So that's like the worst news on the planet. No application should be doing that. Shouldn't even be allowed. You know what Apple will do? They'll roll it back and then there'll be no clipboard. Oh, it's a wonder they let us have a keyboard, to be honest. Right, I've got that. Excellent. So, now you've been tempted by everything, what do you think we're going to have to eat?
I don't know.
You're going to find something incredibly gorgeous for me?
Mm.
Once more with feeling, dear?
Yes.
Good, good. Excellent. Well, I'm going to have a look at the keyboard news. And I'm going to keep an eye on for the IMAX because Tuesday is a good day for announcements, just saying. And it's straight after WWDC. So, and they're not going to want people to order these computers for delivery in 5 weeks if they're not actually going to be available for delivery in 5 weeks. So tomorrow could be a good day.
It's actually nothing that I use.
Devon Think is 25% off. They're taking part in Summerfest. So there's 25% off a lot of stuff and 30% off the Take Control ebooks. That is on for another week, I believe. So definitely a good idea. IMAX stock's certainly low at Apple because I've had a look, Paul. There is absolutely nothing in refurb, not for the last 4 days. And on the website, they just keep pushing forward the shipping date. So I don't think they'll be shipping what's on there now. A lot of social networks and games. Well, games I'm fine with. I think I've got like one.
And news sites.
But what are news sites doing that? That's iffy. I shall read this and see if I've got any. And if I have, then they're gone. I'll get rid of them. But for the moment, I'm going to send Mike out for something delicious. Just not sure what we've got in that qualifies. Not after going through all that, but Simon fancies a Mars bar. So hopefully Mrs. Simon's got one secreted about her person somewhere and can satisfy her man, as it were. But that takes us back to yesterday, so let's move along. Okay, we will be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place, for more MacBites fun. Oh, and don't forget to get your requests in for Friday. I'm filling slots manfully here and I need to be organised by Wednesday to send out the list of what I'm actually doing. So sooner the better if you've got any ideas. I will give you a little bit of a spoiler. We've got a tiny little bit of a demo to do with Devon Think. This was because Paul spotted it and needed to know how it works. So there's a little bit of a Devon Think thing going on, which means I have to go into Devon Think and sort it all out, which means I could get sidetracked, Kim, and be in there for some considerable time. And therefore, it might happen sooner rather than later. But I can't make any promises yet. But there you go. Oh, and I've got Notion things as well. But that's for a different day. For the moment, we're going to head off and we'll see you tomorrow, guys. So for now, it is good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.